So I'm not sure why, but for some reason when we go live, no one gets notified. Seems that we're having an issue with the computer, Dora. Actually, it's Streamlabs. I'm gonna keep it a Billy. That last update. But anyway, oh yeah, lights on, please. How's it going, everybody? How's everyone doing? I feel great. I feel wonderful. I'm not even paying attention. I have no idea why, but I can't comprehendo why it's giving me such a headache. Hoo-wee. Hoo-ooh-ooh-wee. All right. I don't think I've ever had a yellow do-rag. Let's just get that out the way. It's pretty bright. What's going on, beautiful people? Okay. For some reason, it's not showing that we're live. We do the show every week. Even though it's only once now, still is every week. And I still want to increase it. It's just, it is what it is at the moment, okay? Let's get to today's show. It is Monday. We do have a bunch of topics. A bunch of things have happened. So let's get into it all. Let's have an amazing show so we can upload this immediately afterwards. All right. Is that a thing, team? Thank you. All right. We got a bunch of topics. We'll definitely get into as many of them that we can. I only have four of them that were out of articles. So we have about four or five articles, which that's great for tonight and everything else we're going to have some fun with. But again, ChatGPT does write the intro. We do the show. Let's have a good time. It is Mental Health Mondays. This is episode, I want to say that we finally, we got it figured out because probably not. 486. Was it 486 or was it 487? Last week's episode didn't upload, so we did it manually. I don't do manually on YouTube. First time. So now I'm really tied up. I'm completely confused. But I mean, nonetheless, we are in there. I ain't even record audio for this episode. That's wild. No, this is the BTS. It is what it is. Probably. Yeah, I got music.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. Okay, I hit it on a Lola. Yeah. She keep me on a Lola. Yeah. I hit it on a Lola, yeah. And when I hit it, she go loco, yeah. I hit it on a Lola. I got this old head that still rock Manolo.
That's wild.
And she work at the bank. Hey. She keep the money close. Shorty popping off an ATL. And all she talking about is money, but it's suited well. I think her name was Carmen. She was fine as hell. I got this curvy shit in Tennessee.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. Yeah, we're not going to get the audio for this show. We're just doing the visual tonight because we're still having problems uploading the show. I'll upload this one right after so you don't miss a thing. Don't you worry about a thing. Speaking of, see, the thing is broke up. Just makes me happy inside. But I love both of them. Bridget more, though. A whole lot more. I'm in good spirits. I really am. I finally understand why people do corporate jobs. Okay, we'll definitely get into that. Let's get into the show. ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. It is Mental Health Mondays. We got a lot of things to talk about. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O show, where the unexpected takes center stage. In this episode, brace yourselves. Rachel Dolezal is back. That lady just doesn't quit. She was a teacher, but she's undergone some things. So we'll definitely make sure. Kevin's upset because the show isn't streaming. But that's my fault. That's my fault for sure. Unless Kevin wants to buy us the new M2 chip. Let me see. Hold on. I'll ask him. Do you want to buy us the new M2 Mac Pro? Just asking for the show. Have you seen how much that shit costs? I'm just being honest. It costs a whole nut. We need the new M2. Like, everything phased out after the last updates, and I didn't not realize that the M2 was going to be the processing. I mean, does the M1 at least hang, or we should we just go M2? That's about right. I promise. No. Eh. Okay. Well, you'll see this soon. All right, Kevin said he won't do it. Anyway, Rachel Dolezal is back in the news. We'll definitely get into that. We'll also dive into the intriguing world of podcast drama as Dana White makes a swift exit on the Howie Mandel podcast in under just 30 seconds, probably one of the quickest knockouts in UFC history. Anyway, witness the bizarre as a cop unloads his clip on an acorn. I couldn't really pull myself to cover this story, but I have to because this shit's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And unravel it. Yo, all right, we got you. You're not going to buy us the new computer. We don't even want to deal with it. See, I can't do that. I got to buy like 4 Apple Vision Pros, and now I got to buy him one too. So he'll see this. You might get one just because I'm feeling that way, all right? So if, when you see this, let me know if you did see it. Also, stay tuned for the latest social media scoops where Instagram was the most deleted app of 2023. It's definitely something I want to just lightly dive into. The show will dive into the dark side of a shocking report. This week, the former YouTube CEO's child was found unalived. Not sure exactly what happened, but it seems that there wasn't foul play. We'll definitely get into that. We'll dive more into this car insurance. Apparently, it's going on across the whole country, so I had to touch it again. Pause. Sleep. Is it better to have quality or quantity? Let's definitely get into that. Remember, I am Mr. No Sleep, so better sleep patterns are always, always accepted here. Don't forget to catch the new Vince Staples show on Netflix. I am so upset it only got 5 episodes with Vince. I'm on here to let everybody know it's probably one of the best things that I've ever seen on television in the past since Sons of Anarchy, since Power. Not Sense of Anarchy, but it was that fucking good. Buckle up for a roller coaster ride. We have topics all over the place. This is the Kasabian Lavo Show. I am Kasabian. This is the first episode. We're not recording the audio because we're all over the place. And I don't even know why this is doing that. Because we are all over the place and we're just... It's a show that never ends. This is episode 187. 487. Thank you for being here. It's going to be a great day, and I will be your host with talent on loan from God. Let's just jump right into it. Rachel Dolezal. If you don't know who Rachel Dolezal was, she was the head of the NCAAP. I don't even know what the fuck that is. But anyway, she's white, and she told everybody she was black, and all she did was have a tan and curly hair. Really irritating because it's kind of my type, right? Like, my old lady's mixed. So, yeah, like that Mariah Carey look. With the curly hair, but my wife is beautiful. No offense to Rachel Dolezal. I just don't look at her in that fashion. Rachel Dolezal is a trans, she's a trans racial person. Rachel Dolezal, she's a trans black person, but she's white. She got fired. Did a lot of great things for the NCAAP. From what I hear, she did a lot of great things for the NCAAP. Or the NCAA. Man, y'all know the acronyms of the organization. Listen, she did great things for the organization, but she was fired and ridiculed for being a white lady pretending to be black. Not sure if that's a crime, but not cool. Just not cool. Not cool. White people like, y'all gotta take that one back. So... Rachel started an OnlyFans, and I knew that because it was all over the internet, and it's gross. But I thought it was funny. That's all. I just thought it was funny. Rachel Dolezal started OnlyFans. Ha, 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 ha. Who the fuck was watching that? I don't know. But apparently, everybody got a cup of fucking tea. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got something for something. Miss Dolezal became a teacher. A black teacher. She just don't fucking let it go. She got fired because they found her OnlyFans. And they found out who she was. She changed the name and everything, and they found out who she was. I don't think she should get fired because of being Rachel Dolezal. I think she should be fired for OnlyFans. That's all. That's it. Like, that whole shit was crazy. Like, she did OnlyFans before she became a teacher. Nobody vets this shit. Like, yo, delete your OnlyFans before you become a teacher. Excuse me, a teacher. Like, I don't know. That's just me. But Rachel's back. I'm sure this is going to blow up her OnlyFans where she's like going to be a teacher. Excuse me, going to be a teacher. Oh, is that like illegal? Anyway, whatever. Stop. Stop my brain. My hiccups are killing me. Dana White was on the Howie Mandel podcast and he lasted a whole 30 seconds. It was kind of embarrassing, but I'm not really sure what happened and why Dana left. But Dana said he was just tired of fucking podcasts. It could have been a stunt just for Howie's show. Howie does have a really great show. Howie Mandel is actually a very interesting person, and he continues to be a part of my life. Shout out to Howie Mandel. The Howie Mandel show, when he was Bobby's World and shit, when he was like a little, when he was mad young and that was his show, he did the voice of Bobby. What a fucking great show with the big wheel and the big ass head. Bobby's World was dope. See, Don Chano with the mom. Yeah, man, Howie for still being in the game, being about 96 years old, it's pretty awesome. It's just, it is. It is. There's a video of a police officer. I gotta stop saying that. There's a video of a police officer that hears a gunshot and empties his entire clip, throws himself on the ground as in the most dramatic fashion that you can imagine, empties his entire clip and hits nothing. The whole shit gone, let off every round he had. Baga, 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 and hit nothing. Upon further review, the body camera showed that an acorn had fallen and hit the top of the cruiser, prompting the officer to think that there was a gunshot that came from within the vehicle from the suspect who was in cuffs in the backseat. He went crazy on nothing and hit nothing. Thank God. He went off on an empty neighborhood, and I think his partner shot back at him or in his vicinity. She didn't hit him. She didn't hit shit. She dumped off a bunch of fucking rounds. I don't understand exactly how that whole thing happened so quickly and in such a violent manner. I just want to say I thank God and whoever else was in charge at that moment for not allowing anyone to get hurt. That could have gone so bad. Please, if you're not made for it, don't do it. There should be stricter tests. We really don't need to go back and visit how I feel that police officers should be strenuously trained, especially for shit like this. That shit was embarrassing. And I'm glad that he fucking quit or resigned. But either way, what a shame. What a fucking shame. He shouldn't even be a police officer or a security guard or anything with a gun. That guy is dangerous to society. Instagram was the most deleted app of 2023. I wonder why. I've been off the app for quite some time. Not for me. I just don't care anymore. It takes too much work. I'm not even on TikTok. Like, I laugh because I have a TikTok, but I don't TikTok. We just post clips of the show, and I don't do it. We have a whole AI system that posts day and night for us. Even on YouTube, like, that's the most thing that I do is just YouTube, and I'm not even proficient at it because I'm so busy with my corporate job at the moment. But honestly, our main focus is YouTube. Shout out to everybody else and everywhere else, but YouTube works, and we're having a good time there. Facebook is ass. Just not with it. Not for me, man. Not for me. So let's get into these stories. Again, it's been an interesting week. It's been a very interesting week. I had my yearly review at my corporate job. It's my first year with the jobs. I'm proud of myself. I think I did very well. I do not think that I exceeded any goals. I think I hit every goal that I wanted. And now I'm at a point where I'm very, very bored. And I need to move up. And I think I'm ready to do something that's exciting and fun. And we'll see where it takes me. It is Mental Health Mondays. How is your mental health? What's going on? Bills continue to climb. My raise was lackluster, to be honest. I feel like the only way to get more money is to move out of my position and get into something that will take care of me and better my future. So I will not complain about having a low raise. What I will do now is everything in my power to get the fuck out of this position and put myself in a position that pays me bank, bro. I want to snap checks and cash necks. Exactly. The other way. Be prepared for things to get more expensive until the election. And then the great white hope is going to take care of us after that. But at this point in time, please be prepared for prices to continue to skyrocket. That's literally the only way to verbally describe what prices are doing. It's skyrocketing. Even at a 30% raise, it doesn't really add up to how high my bills have literally. This is the first time I can honestly say that my bills have outpaced the amount of money that I'm able to even make. And just based off of sheer numbers, like, I got it. But, man, it's amazing how fast things have changed. And I'm excited to see what happens after this, because just so you know, for anybody that can survive well through this time period, if you keep doing what you're doing now, you keep making money, steady money, you keep on doing it, it's going to drop. Things are going to become so much more affordable and more just accessible to you once everything turns around. Inflation is definitely turning around, but not fast enough. Things like car insurance and food right now are basically attacking everybody's pocketbooks. What are we going to do, right? What's to come? Stress is definitely one of those things that we're all going to take on. Reach out to your employers. See if there is something that you can do that can help you with burnout and that can help you with the stresses that you may have of life. Don't let your job affect your life. Your job is supposed to be a tool to, you know, help you live well. When your job starts to wear you out and it causes relationships and tears at the home, or in the home, I should say, it's when you need some help. And for those that don't have steady jobs in that fashion and still need help, there's always help. Reach out. Make the call. Don't be scared. I always told y'all, it's okay to not be okay. And sometimes talking about it just helps. Don't be afraid to ask for that. It's cool. I'm vulnerable because ain't shit that could scare me. Like, just because I tell you that I need help doesn't change much. Like, it's okay. I just want people to always know that if I can say I'm not okay, you can too. And it's okay to not be okay. But we got to do things to get better at it. Read. Find hobbies. Me and my son started playing Forza. I don't really play Xbox anymore as much as I used to. Now, discovering a game with my baby is probably one of the most awesome things that I can definitely. Just something about it. He gets excited. He loves cars. I love cars. It's the cheapest way to play with cars, because for anybody that knows how much it costs to work on vehicles, it's a nut. So being able to have that experience with my son, and then the knowledge, you know, when he starts to learn the cars and really understand what we're doing and listening to the engines, and then when he jumps in the real car, he can kind of translate that. That's amazing. I've never been a fan of thinking that the video games would ever translate into real life. I don't think that that's a thing. I think you need to be in real life to feel real life. The video game does give you experience. I do believe that. But I don't think that a motherfucker that watches Call of Duty is going to be able to jump out of a window and bust off. And I feel the same way at Forza. Driving a car is very difficult, and although you may learn it, just like in that movie, there are sim drivers that do become professional race car drivers, although there are few, it does happen. So I can't say it can never happen, but I just like the idea of being able to experience it. And then in real life, we take what we learn and we apply. And that's how you use that, right? You got to apply it and go and move forward. Anyway, it's just video games. Just have fun. Find a fucking hobby. Paint some shit. Go to the Dollar Tree and go get you one of those little things to paint, and then look at it. Fucking enjoy it. I've told you before, clean. It's one of the best feelings to bask in a clean room, clean living room, clean home. It feels good. It feels good. Before I go any further into my show and I get into these topics, I do want to send a rest in peace to my Aunt Debbie, who passed away over the weekend. Aunt Debbie, you will be missed. It came out of nowhere. But she lived a great life. And I do, got to pray for the family and make sure that everybody is at peace and that everybody's okay. But hey, we got to celebrate life and got to be strong, right? Always strong. Let's get into these topics today. And again, thank you for being here. My name is Xavier Lavo. And welcome back. We're just going to have a great time. Got to bust a couple shots one time. Hey. Okay. Let's get into these topics.
Okay.
For not recording the audio and then not having anybody watch us live because it's fucking frozen. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. The first story that we're getting, excuse me, no more ums. The first story that we're getting into is out of People Magazine, or People, I should say. The CEO, or the former CEO of YouTube, experienced a tragedy. Stories out of People, Marco Trooper, the son of former CEO YouTube, excuse me, former CEO of YouTube, Susan, I don't know how to say her last name, I'm not even going to try, has passed at the age of 19. Trooper was a freshman at UC Berkeley, and he was found in this, he was found on campus unresponsive on Tuesday afternoon in his dormitory, Clark Kern campus. A spokesperson for the, all I want to say is this, to get the news that your kid was found in his dorm room non-responsive has got to be fucking heart-wrenching, right? For anybody, no matter what's going on or financial status. I know a lot of people, oh, you got money, so this ain't a thing. You know, I could see that type of shit happening. Don't judge this person until we know exactly what happened. The money doesn't make everyone happy, and this could be a mental health issue. After he was located around 4:23 p.m. local time, the school's fire department alerted campus police that they were attempting to save his life. That they attempted life-saving measures, according to a statement obtained by People from the University of California Police Department, Berkeley, shortly after the fire department pronounced Trooper dead. Again, there was no signs of foul play. I'm not sure if they're even suspecting any foul play. I did read something that maybe it was an overdose. At the moment, I don't have any information to even go into that. I just hope, I hope that whatever peace he was searching for, he was able to find. And, you know, now we have to pray for his mother and you know, thoughts and prayers to them. That's tough. Everybody always makes it seem like money is a reason why you shouldn't be sad or you should be happy, but money only helps. And some people don't even understand what it's helping, so they can't even appreciate it. Next story is out of USA Today. A couple weeks ago, we talked about car insurance and how my car insurance has gone up about times 10. Okay, it went up from a modest $120 to a smooth $280. Smooth $280. Stories out of USA Today. If you think your food bill is high, then look at your car insurance. Bankrate estimates that the national average cost of full car coverage insurance in 2024 increased by 26% to $2,543, up $529. From a year earlier. That's six times faster than the overall inflation and more than any food items at a grocery store, including eggs, over the past 3 years. Doesn't make any sense. Now, there are a bunch of reasons as to why car insurance has gone up, and not one single sign as to why it would come down. Car insurance rates depend on your location, age, driving record, credit history, and even the type of vehicle. Electric vehicles tend to be costlier to insure because of higher sticker and cost repairs. Other factors that have nothing to do with you, count to the drastic increase of car crash fatalities, really. Vehicle parts, labor costs, extreme weather claims over the past few years have contributed to the rising rates, and it's not over there. Now, let's really get into that, because cars are safer now than they've ever been. So to hear that fatalities on the road have gone up is very disheartening. The vehicles of today are much, much safer. Former President Donald Trump at one time said he wanted to make cars that were older than the year 2000 all illegal and just get rid of them off the road because they weren't safe enough to be on the road. We should not have them on the road, and we should make it so that every American can afford a safe vehicle on the road. Remember, everybody having a safe vehicle is going to do something for all of us. When we are on the road, we must share the road. Your piece of shit car that loses a tire and goes sideways and hits eight fucking other cars, we don't want that to happen. We don't need your car with the shitty smog. Not a thing. We don't mind classics and restro mods, but there needs to be strenuous and strict licensing and evaluations for these vehicles so that we can continue to have a safe road. And I know I'm a car guy saying this. All I'm saying is that we have got to get certain vehicles off the fucking road because they're just not worth it. It's not the custom cars. It's just old pieces of shits that just aren't safe. That's it. If we're able to figure that out, I think that would definitely help. Now, with car prices going up so much, car insurance has gone up. The problem with car prices going up and car insurance going up is that it doesn't really make sense. I've been paying car insurance since I was 15. I'm 37, I think, or 38. I don't fucking know how old I am. But I've been paying for a long time. I've only been in two accidents. One was three. One was my fault. The other two, not my fault. I literally got hit two weekends apart in 2018. Fucking ridiculous. One my fault when I was a kid, bro. And years later in 2018, I get hit twice back to back. I get rear-ended in a fucking four-car pileup, and then I get fucking blown through at a red light. Luckily, my car took it like a G. Now, those were expensive cars, but I had very cheap insurance then. Something happened between 2019 and now where insurance just kept going up and hasn't gone down. Car prices have gone through the roof. Are cars worth what they're charging? Not really. It is inflation. It is this fucking weird economy of just putting a fucking number on it and not making any sense. Insurance is fucking us. Anything that has to take out money mandatory, or they can get money whenever the fuck they want from us because we have to pay it, they're getting us. The gas company here in Las Vegas, Nevada, or the whole state is fucking taking us for everything. Power is going to go up. Everything is going to go up. Anything that's mandatory, they're able to realize or figure out why they need more, but God forbid that we make more. It continues to happen. Weather. Believe it or not, extreme weather changes have definitely caused an issue in car insurance, because how many cars are now being flooded? I mean, literally flooded out, washed away, just completely gone. It has to be paid for. Those cars are all totaled. Most Teslas get totaled out when they're in car accidents. Those are expensive. The car that we're looking at now is a $140,000 car. You know what the fuck? It costs a lot to insure these things. Now, the fatalities going up is what's really scary. Fatality rates during the first half of 2023 were 1.24 per 100 million vehicle. That number is crazy, because 1.24 per 100 million vehicles. That's wild. That's wild. That's a million people. For 100 million vehicles, that's a million people for the first quarter of the year. Just off of car accidents. I wish I knew why people are losing their lives in this fashion driving. I honestly thought vehicles were getting safer. And to see things like this, it really makes you wonder what's really going on. Thefts are also soaring, topping $1 million. Wow. Topping over $1 million in 2022 for the first time since 2008. And according to the National Institute of Crime Bureau, increased crime rates are going to translate to paying a higher premium for your vehicles. It's very unfortunate that everything is stacking up against us. Stay prepared, stay vigilant, keep your head on a swivel. You got to be good at being poor. Some people just aren't good at being poor. That's where it really comes down to in times like this. Some people suck at being poor. Some people are just good at what they do. And I'm just being honest. Now, I'm known for not sleeping, and I'll be honest with you, I love a great night's sleep when I can get it. I do have a very expensive bed for that reason, with very expensive pillows for that reason. Now, I might only get a good hour of sleep. I can admit that. But that good hour is so necessary. And this study kind of proves that, yes, I'm right. My one good hour is better than an 8 solid shitty hours. So if I can squeeze in 3 great hours and then be up and be active, I'm okay. 5, I am so grateful for a great 5. If I can have a great 5 after a good night, can't complain. But hey, let's get into the story out of CBS News. When it comes to maintaining heart health, it's not just how you sleep, but it's how well you sleep. And let's just keep it a full buck. A full buck. You know that weird shit where they're like, oh, you spend a quarter of your life sleeping in bed. That shit's true, but beds are expensive as fuck, so it's kind of hard for people to think that you spend that much time in bed. I prefer to never watch TV in bed unless I'm going to sleep. Right? Like, no daytime bed. That's weird. I don't do that. My bed costs too much for that shit, and I just don't feel like I'm okay with that. But the only reason I say that is because I do know a lot of people that spend tons of money on their bed and bedding, but don't sleep well, right? They just think that having all the cool shit and all the gadgets would help. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Sometimes people don't even know what type of mattress they need, and I learned that being in furniture. So before we get any further into this sleep study and what people need for quality sleep, do your research on mattresses and, you know exactly what you need for your body type. understand what a firm mattress is, understand what a medium mattress, or understand what a soft mattress is. Know the difference between a coil and a memory foam. Know the difference between a pillow top and a luxury lush pillow top or a plush pillow top. There's like 30 different pillow tops that you can get that might not even do shit for you, but make you sweat. I know. It's crazy. I do not consider my sleep good enough to protect my heart. So anytime I see stories that have heart health, I cover them. And I thought it was interesting that this was more of a quality over quantity situation. But betting is so important. Having our store and doing what we did, it's key. It's pivotal. It's expensive. And it should be a very, I mean, do research. Do some homework. You're going to sleep. You want to sleep great. Spend money. It's necessary. When it comes to maintaining heart health, it's not just how long you sleep. It's how well you sleep that matters equally, if not more. Dr. Shelby Harris, a behavioral sleep psychologist and clinical associate professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine, said poor quality of sleep really can influence our heart health as well. And to be honest with you, if you know what happens when you don't sleep well, it's your eating habits. That's where this really starts to like boil down and affect your life. And let me explain how. Poor eating habits will affect your heart. Poor sleeping habits will affect your eating habits, which will affect your heart. The poor sleeping habits are going to cause you to have bad habits that you'll want to indulge in things that are not necessarily good for your body, but because you're impulsive from not resting well and your body just asking for anything, you're off. Your internal clock is off. Now, sleep being one of those things that people need, you know what I've noticed that fucks me up, just being transparent. I drink too much water, so I piss all night. I'll just be up going to the bathroom. And alkaline water goes right through you. So anybody that drinks alkaline water knows you use the bathroom often. That definitely affects my quality of sleep. Different ways to affect your quality of sleep in a positive way is going to be your diet before sleeping. So to me, when I hear sleep and heart, I'm always going to go with diet. Of course, stress. You don't want to put your body in the position where you're not getting enough sleep and you're starting to be delusional and your brain is starting to stress and your body just goes into that weird. Trust me, as an artist that used to be up all night writing music into the middle of the night, there is some type of euphoric, almost brain power that you develop by being up in the middle of the night, creating music and making things. But it's not good for you all the time. And you should learn how to hone that power and use it properly. Because it'll destroy you. It'll really destroy you. But again, once you have a better quality, then we would like to increase the quantity of sleep if possible. It's always best to first figure out how to get good sleep and then figure out how to get a lot of it. Baby steps. For those struggling to achieve a longer sleep duration, getting a good quality amount of sleep, but shorter is ideal. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm sorry. I don't know why I read that wrong. For those that are struggling to achieve a long sleep duration, getting a good quality amount of sleep, but shorter is ideal when you're first trying to tackle this goal. Now, pillows, vacuuming, dusting, caffeine, working out, stress, screen time. These are all things that affect your sleep. So if the goal is to put yourself into a deep sleep, less screen time. Turn the blue off of your screen. Walk away from it. I know people say screen time. They say TVs too. I think those people are fucking Looney Tunes, okay? The only time I think of screen time is your phone. The TV's been a thing for all my life. I'm not playing with that shit as screen time. Leave me alone, okay? I stare at this fucking camera for a long time. It's not screen time. Leave me alone. So, decrease your screen time on your phone. Stop being like this all the times, okay? It's not good for you. 1, 2, no caffeine close to bed. Now, I actually sleep under caffeine. My body's different. Your body may not be like mine. Don't take my advice. Drink water, but don't drink so much water towards bedtime. Drink water during the day. Don't be afraid to hydrate. God, people are so scared of water. Drink water. Stay away from salty, greasy foods and increase your workout. You know, a good, strong workout will definitely help your sleep. I think when I put in over 2 miles, I get the best sleep that I can. a good heavy lift and a lot of running, it's always good for me. And it's just something you should think about. Remember, sleep, quality, then quantity. Just want to make sure you get good sleep and then get a lot of that shit. It's just the only way for you to make it work. Again, that was the show. Why did I work that way? All right, y'all, that was the show. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Livo loves you. Hey, thank you for being here. I appreciate y'all. My son is going to do the outro for me. I promise y'all. But hey, we will upload this. And Loner will get to enjoy this. Shout out to This Is The Thing. See The Thing Is. Whatever the fuck they were. Livo out.